Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Jeremy, welcome to Confess Your Crush on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yes.
I'm so glad you're such a brave man to confess your crush to somebody with us today.
Well, am I that brave? I'm doing it over the phone.
Good point. We're happy to assist you. So tell us who you've got a crush on. What's this all about?
All right, well, I got like an internship at this, we'll just call it this number, this company dealing with numbers, that's what I'll say. But there's this girl named Cassie, and she is basically, I'm attracted to like the tomboyish girls where they can look like supermodels at a club, but then they can wear like a baseball hat. And this girl possesses all of these skills. She likes football. I mean, but there was obviously like flirting going on, and like we would, I don't know. It just grew into like a friendship. But then, like, more like, wow, like, this girl is the bomb, but I can't say anything to her because we work together in this. It's a pretty professional company, you know?
Okay.
And it wouldn't look good as far as, like, supervisors, superiors. You're not supposed to, you know, be messing around with people in that department.
So Jeremy, let me ask you this. You are the intern.
Well, yeah, I was. Yeah.
You were the intern. And she is the manager or the boss, or is she another intern?
No. I mean, she wasn't like a boss or anything. She was there when I got there. So, I mean, I don't know how long she was there before me, but she's been there longer when I got there. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? But I recently got transferred to a different department, which means a different building. So now I'm thinking, it doesn't really matter because we're not in the same building.
Yeah, transfer means green light for you, man.
Transfer.
A
transfer of departments is a green light for love.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and before it was just a yield.
Just the yield. Okay, cool.
Just yellow.
You said that she's like tomboyish and likes football. There's some flirting going on. Anything else about her that makes you get all the butterflies?
You know, at the end of the day, we got along, and she's super, super, super duper hot.
Most importantly,
is there anything else not related to her physical appearance that you love?
Well, yeah, man, just the fact that we can, you know, I get there on Mondays and we talk about the football games. We talked about, you know, going to baseball games, like company trips, and she would she'd be organizing like all the sports ones. And I mean, I'm not like huge sports, but I don't know. I just love a woman who can like that aspect.
Yeah, guys,
you know, it's not like all girly and makeupy, but when she wants to put makeup on, Jesus, cosmopolitan cover.
He is such a bro being basic.
Yeah.
She's hot and she likes sports.
All right.
Okay, got it.
Well, what we do now is we reach out to her and find out if she is in a relationship, number one, and number two, if she wants to know who you are. And if she does, then it's your job to confess your crush to her.
Right on.
All right, so okay. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to you in a couple minutes and let you know what she says, all right?
All right, cool.
Her name was Cassie?
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Calling Cassie in 3 minutes to find out if she wants to be a part of Confess Your Crush on The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Jeremy is all set to confess his crush on the radio to Cassie. But first, we've got to get in touch with her, find out a little bit about her, and then see if she even wants to know who's got a crush on her. Are you talking first?
I don't know. You always ask me that, and then I say one sentence, and then you take over anyway.
So hello?
Hey, Cassie. It's Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Calling with Jen and Kelly Cheese, JP, Janine, everybody listening, with a very exciting bit of news.
Oh, okay. I'm a fan of yours. This is kind of crazy.
All right. Then you may have heard a segment that we do called Confess Your Crush.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Obviously, you haven't. Confess Your Crush is where we allow people to tell others that they have or have had a crush on them, and you have someone on this planet who thinks that you are the bee's knees. So we have...
Really?
Yes. So we have a couple very important questions for you.
Okay.
The first question that we have is, are you currently in a relationship a situation that would prevent you from being available to date this person should the two of you hit it off?
No, definitely not in a relationship right now.
Boom! Single!
Okay. Full-on single.
All right, one-third of the way there.
Yes. Cassie, our next question for you is, do you even want to know who this person is that has a crush on you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Boom!
Awesome.
Okay. Now Kelly Cheese makes it awkward.
Do you have any idea who might have a crush on you? Any guesses?
Oh, honestly, no, I have no idea.
We can't take no for an answer. You've got to at least guess one name, like somebody that maybe you've been flirting with or somebody that comes to mind that maybe you even have a crush on.
I mean, literally the one person that I could even think of is it Josh? Is it we play softball together and like we flirted a few times, but I mean, I don't know. Is it him? That's literally the only person I can think of.
All right. Well, here's what happens. 3 minutes from right now, somebody pops on the radio and they tell you who they are and that they have a crush on you. It might be Josh. But you just have to hang on to find out.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Confess your crush. The confession happens in 3 minutes, and Cassie finds out who loves her. Next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
WSTR-FM and HD1 Smyrna.
It is now time for the big reveal in this week's edition of Confess Your Crush. We just a couple of minutes ago talked to Cassie. She confirmed for us that she is single. She does want to know who has a crush on her. And Kelly, she gave you a guess on who she thought it might be.
Yeah, she thought it might be Josh from her softball team. So we will see.
Cassie, the person who has a crush on you is going to reveal themselves. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Crusher, is that right?
Yeah, Crusher.
All right.
She's the crushy.
All right, Crusher, it is now time for you to reveal your identity to Cassie, who is on the phone right now.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, who's this?
It's Jeremy. Oh,
Jeremy?
Yeah, Jeremy.
Oh. Wait. From work?
From work. Remember?
Wait. Yeah, you're a baby. Are you serious? I am 12 years older than you.
Wait,
what did you say, Cassie?
I am 12 years older than this boy. Oh. He is 22.
What? That's awesome.
No. I am 34 years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What were you thinking? I am your boss.
Well, how am I supposed to know? There's no age on
cool. You know that I'm your boss? How do you not know that I'm your boss?
Because you never acted like it. You acted like cooler than a boss would act.
Oh my gosh.
It kind of makes it better.
All right, now, Cassie, here's the thing. Jeremy thinks that because he's, what did you call it, transfer to a different building or something?
Yeah.
All right, now that you guys aren't under the same roof, he thinks it's appropriate. In his defense, he did not act on this when you guys worked in the same building because he thought it would be inappropriate, but now...
Which is a very mature thing to do, might I add.
Throw it in there where you can, Jeremy. Throw it in there where you can.
But now...
It is very respectful, but I wouldn't say mature.
All right, but now that he's in a different building, what do you think, Cassie?
No, definitely not. You are a child, Jeremy. You need someone your age. That isn't your boss.
Cassie, okay. think of the things you could teach him.
Cass, let me ask you something.
Oh, now she's Cass.
Where were you 12 years ago? You were my age. You know how it's not that big a deal.
12 years ago, she was 22 and you were 10.
Exactly. Well, you weren't supposed to add that part of the equation in there.
That is disgusting. Jeremy, this will never happen. You had to have known that I would react this way.
Well, I don't know. We kind of got along. We laughed and joked. You're 30. God, you have no wrinkles.
I know.
What? No.
All right, Cass.
Did you say wrinkles?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right, Cassie.
Well, there that goes.
All right, Cassie, we'll let you go, okay?
Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you.
At least have to be flattered, right?
Sure.
Very flattering.
All right, tell Human Resources we said hey.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy.
I really didn't think she was... I mean, she's not even old. I can't even say I didn't know she was that old because... That's not even that old, you know? I mean...
I know. Like, you don't start wrinkling until 35.
Whatever. I really appreciate this, though.
I at least admire your tenacity.
He swung for the fences.
Yes!
Every once in a while, you gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
The switch is on.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
People need to talk, Jen.
Hey, Valerie.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that was the most awesomely millennial awkward thing that I've heard in a very long time. I mean, how did he not even know that that was his boss? And she was like, what? How did you not know? It was cringeworthy, for sure.
He was so all about funny. It.
Thank you, guys.
He was like, awesome.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, and maybe if he was cute, there could have been some sort of Miss Robinson thing. You know, but I don't know. Maybe he was just too... I don't know.
My favorite is when she's like, you're a little boy. And she was, what, 34 and he's 22?
Yeah. She's like, child. God.
Thank you, Valerie. Aaron, listening to us in Ackworth. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. Are you calling about Confess Your Crush?
Yes, I thought it was just hilarious. Jeremy, he did great. Same thing had my mom when she was 45. Some guy told her booty was on fleek and she didn't know what it meant. So she called me and I was like, it means your butt's on point. I was like, but you don't have a butt, but okay.
Oh, no, you got Erin.
You got to let her ride high on that compliment.
I'm telling you, my boyfriend was like, your mom's going to get a divorce now.
All right. Thank you, Erin.
So he did good. Thanks. Bye.
All right. What did your friend say? It's without the cuss word.
Oh, yeah. My buddy John sent me a message and said, oh, wow, geez, the bleeping awkwardness. I love it. It's Jeremy, exclamation point, exclamation point. My favorite part was, you're 34? That's awesome.
All right. We do not do a lot of things well here on this radio show, but we have mastered awkward. So we've got that going for us.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.